Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm James Royce. There has been widespread condemnation of the racial abuse that Eddie Betts' kids have endured while playing backyard basketball. The former AFL great has posted footage of the racial slurs aimed at his children. In a social media post, he says that Aboriginal kids aren't even safe in their own homes. The AFL says it has offered its support to the Betts family while expressing its strongest condemnation, while Victoria's Premier Jacinda Allen says she was appalled by the clip.
It's sickening and disgusting that kids playing basketball in their own backyard have to be subject to such disgusting racial abuse.
An emergency situation is unfolding in the Cairns suburb of Bungalow. All police will reveal for now is they were called to a disturbance there earlier in the day. It comes less than 24 hours after a similar declaration was made in the nearby suburb of Edge Hill. That one was over a shooting. Meantime, police in Melbourne suspect they know the identity of a man who was shot dead in the city's north early this morning. If it is him, that man is known to police, meaning it was not a random attack. And Canberra says the job isn't done yet, despite Beijing finally lifting its crippling tariffs on our Aussie wine. Assistant Trade Minister Tim Ayres says there's work to be done on doing the same for more of our exports.
In relation to beef, some categories of seafood, but this progress does mean jobs, it means investment.